So do we have topics lined up?
No.
Have you ever been on the pack?
No, sir.
I have, but I didn't know if anybody had anything that we're going to shoot for, because I feel like we're blowing a lot of good material right now.
Welcome to the podcast.
Blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the Packcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the Packcast, 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 hey man, it's badass. Packcast, 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 hey, it's the Packcast.
Welcome to the Packcast. This is episode 76 of the Packcast. I'm Patrick, your host. Thanks for joining us this evening, live here on Packcast Radio. We've got a good panel here tonight. To my left, we've got the one and only Dr. Kenny Shelton.
Dr. Kenny Shelton. Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny.
You waited too long.
No,
you waited too damn long, Dr. Kenny. To Dr. Kenny's left, we've got Tyler Mullins. Welcome back, Tyler Mullins. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Are you happy that I asked you that question this time?
Sure.
You got mad at me last time when I didn't ask you how you were doing.
Well, I mean, that's just rude.
I know. And I apologize for that. I was rude that night. Just a little off my game.
As long as you know.
To Tyler's left, welcoming back to the podcast, we've got Brandon Hales. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Just glad I made it.
I'm really glad you made it, too. We'll get to that story in a second. I'm going to save that story because we have one more person to introduce making her podcast debut tonight. We've got Grace. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. It's
very good. Very strange to hear a woman's voice on the show. We don't have women on too often. Do you have any theories, Dr. Kenny, as to why that is?
We don't know many women.
Is that true,
that
though?
Sounds awful.
I don't know that that's true.
I think that's pretty true.
I feel like we know women.
They just don't like to hang out with us.
We either
not biblical.
Yeah, we either don't. We either don't invite them or they're not interested. Because I feel like the podcast is sort of like a. It's like. Mostly a guy's thing. It's just a guy's night. We hang out, have a few drinks, relax. Girls are like, meh, not interested.
What is wrong with you?
What? I'm just saying, that's what
we're all
like.
Equals.
I know we're all equals.
I
know that. Trust me, I know that.
We're all in the same ship together.
But this is great. We've got Grace here tonight. This is a great thing.
To be fair, kind of ambushed.
I was going to say, though.
We're not trying to undermine
it's not just,
privilege.
It's not just a great here. Thing. It's a Grace thing.
Oh, Christ.
Oh.
Dying of fire.
That was brilliant.
Brandon, so, what's so great about you being here?
Yeah, Brandon.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a difficult journey, I guess you could say.
No. I mean, why is it a good thing that you're on this show?
Oh, because, well,
I haven't found a reason.
Hey, I enjoy Brandon's presence.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a voice we don't hear on the show that
you're
often.
You're the host. You don't have to kiss anybody's ass.
I understand that, but it's not like, you know, what I like about the podcast. Dr. Kenny... We hear your voice on the show every week.
Sure.
Brandon and Grace here, we don't hear them every week.
I know.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Oh, okay.
To my ears.
Sure.
Granted, I love your voice.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. I get to bring an older man's point of view to the show.
Oh, I know this. He's going to pull rank on all of us because he was born a little earlier.
A little earlier. Yeah.
We'll go with a little.
So, Brandon, I hear you had a rough time getting here tonight.
Well, yeah, I started off the day, Dr. Kenny sent me a message saying that they were doing a podcast tonight and that I was welcome, so I figured, all right, I'll pick up some food, head that way.
Yeah.
And typically there's only three locations that we hang out at. Well, I knew it wasn't mine, knew it wasn't Garen's. I'm assuming this is at Matt's house, pull up at Matt's house, nobody's there. So first thing I do, try to call up Dr. Kenny, see what's going on. And, of course, he doesn't answer his phone. So, call up Matt, who I'm assuming it's at his house, and he says that he's at his house, but nobody's there. So, kind of got surprised. He said that it was going to be over at Tyler's, which, you know, I figured I'd still show up. So, pull up at Tyler's, go up to the front door, knock, and these two, I guess you could say middle-aged individuals, open the door with little dogs.
The picture I have in my head right now is that my parents walk to the door at the same time every time the like someone knocks on the door with their puppies. Yeah. Oh, hey, who are you?
Yeah, it's well, from Ozzie and Harriet.
Well, they did in this situation. Together. Your mother was in front, and your father was kind of peering in the back, like, who is this tall guy?
What's going on?
And in the story here, Tyler, your parents we've recently hired to run the front offices of the Red Room Studios here.
That's true.
Yes.
So they told me to go around to the downstairs, and as I walk around the corner, not
studios
really sure
back.
Of where I'm going,
yes.
Walk around the corner, and all I see is an older lady in the backyard waving at me.
Who we don't know.
I have no idea who this older lady is.
We don't know her.
But I'm going to be nice to her.
Of course.
And she asks, you know, hey, who are you? I said, well, I'm Brandon. He goes, oh, nice to meet you. I'm the grandma.
The grandma.
I'm yeah. the grandma.
Just like that. And I was like, oh, well, nice
Who's
to meet
grandma,
you.
Grandma, though?
She goes, well, you better go on in.
That was the thing, too. I asked Dr. Kinnear, though. I was like, is Brandon coming over? And he was like, I haven't heard back from him. So,
well, I tried. I called. I
so,
sent text.
The real blame here is not Dr. Kinney.
That's right.
It's Dr. Yeah, Kinney's phone.
Get behind that.
Dr. Kinney's phone.
Sure.
It's Verizon.
Maybe you should go back to the Razor.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that Razor.
The Razor or the BlackBerry, yeah.
The Razor was the best.
What was the one before the Razor that everyone had?
Yeah, we've never come up with a name for it, but it was this phone that like 9 people we all knew had.
Which one?
I think it was a landline.
It was a flip phone. It was mostly silver. And it
like
had
the one
a
Matt
camera
had?
On it.
Like
oh,
the one Matt
was
had?
It the one yeah. that was navy on front and there was a light that would flash different colors?
Christ, how did you pick that up? Yes, that's exactly.
And you could read the text. I had that phone. That's
see? That 10 people now. 10 people had that phone. Matt Davis had that phone. Do you remember Matt's ringtone on that phone?
Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince Bel Air.
Do you remember my ringtone on that phone?
Senegal
to
yes,
right.
Yes, Senegal. Yep, that's right. That's right.
Man.
Tyler, what was your ringtone on that phone?
I didn't have that phone.
Oh, that's right.
I wasn't privileged
that's
enough
right.
to have
Grace.
A phone.
Oh,
okay.
Grace had the phone.
Grace, what was your
Mine was Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance with Somebody.
Good
gosh. Oh, what
oh man, I wish Leah was here. She would love that.
I'm gonna have to get a new ringtone after that.
Yeah, like I never wanted to answer. Wanted to hear it over and over.
Who had ring back tones?
I never did. Patrick did.
Oh, I had a ring back then.
It was
a nightmare.
I never had a
ring
back.
Only for like a year. I didn't have them that long.
I know, but the funny thing about ring back tones is as if you're the person that has it,
yeah,
doesn't bother you ever.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with it. But everybody who calls you has to listen to the same.
I tell you, who does still have
songs.
A ring back tone?
Matt's mom.
Does she?
Yeah.
How often do you call Matt's mom?
Every time Matt calls his mom, he'll be on speaker, and I'll just hear music, and I'm like, what is that?
What is it? What's her music?
I don't even know. Fucking country.
The Joey the Watson has.
Oh, does he?
And you know what his ringback tone was and still is?
BLS, Stillborn.
Keep guessing.
Oh God, I have to go.
You would this? It's. Think of Joey.
Is it Metallica?
It's not Metallica.
The only thing music-wise that I think of with Joey is BLS.
It's the Auburn.
I was
like,
gonna say the Auburn
yeah.
song,
and it's right. been that way since. Probably 2007.
He's not going to get rid of that.
No,
what was yours?
You
if I don't know, he had.
I had a few.
That's another
he's
thing.
He's probably still paying monthly for that.
I had yeah. a few. I remember one of my ringback. I had like a rotation where you'd call me and you'd get a random one. It was like
yeah, it was
specific.
Like there were like three, yeah.
I had Brass Monkey.
Yep.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I remember that.
Many people did not like hearing that song.
Did you have Sublime?
That was my real ringtone. Oh. That wasn't my ringback tone. You don't remember? You guys called me.
I don't
remember.
Remember.
I remember Brass Monkey, but I had like three.
I will remember all of them as soon as you tell me. But
I had three or four that were in a.
Right.
I just had them on random.
I used to love the ringback tones because, you know, at work, I'd be calling up people after they've applied for a job. And, you know, the first thing you hear, you know, you dial up, yep. you're wanting to talk
Please
to somebody,
enjoy the music
and
while
it's
the party
just
is
some
reached.
Like, yes, and you get to hear like some like hardcore ghetto rap and it's just like, whoa.
My favorite use.
Or cussing or something crazy.
My favorite use of the ringback tone.
I know where this is.
Yeah, yeah. It was on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
When Vince McMahon was giving away $1 million to
the
people
million
every
dollar
week.
Giveaway.
Yeah, it was $1 million giveaway. So he'd call people live on TV. And it was Rick Astley, so he got Rickrolled, like, on live TV.
On Raw.
Yeah, it was Never Gonna Give You Up, and he was confused.
He had no idea
what
he
didn't know
what
a ringback tone was. You could tell that he was just like, well, let me... And it was great because he... it went to their voicemail, and so he tried it again, and it played it again. So he got Rickrolled twice on live TV.
He Rickrolled himself.
Yeah, Rickrolled himself.
On live television.
It was amazing.
It was beautiful. Nice.
YouTube it. It's good.
Yeah, that fucking
just
happened.
Just confusion. No one thought to maybe explain to, I don't know how old Vince was, then 62-year-old man. Yeah, that... what ringback tones are, that, you know, you might call somebody that might have a ringback tone, because this was like 2008. This was right when those were
during the hot time.
Yeah,
I think typically the people that have them now are going to be like 40, 50 year old mothers.
Oh yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
And Joey Watson.
So I had to call Joey Watson. He's on the show a lot. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I actually enjoy it, because it's funny when I call him and I hear that, you know, the please enjoy the music while your party's reached. And then I already know, because like, or what, I can't even think of the Auburn. And I only know that from, because I'm not a football guy, so I only know that from Joey's ringback tone. And I have it like memorized whenever I hear it. I'm like, oh yeah, let's hear this again.
You know there's lyrics.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Don't know the lyrics. It's the instrumental version.
What is it?
It's
War
the...
Eagle fly down the field.
I don't know. They probably name off all their mascots or something.
We'll get Joey back on here and we'll...
Anyway.
We'll have him sing it for us.
My sister, oldest sister, Stephanie, texted me today. It said...
Shout out to Stephanie if she's listening right now.
Heyo! There is a Pink Floyd song I cannot figure out.
Oh, this is good.
I don't know the name.
All right, obviously.
And I can't think of any lyrics.
Great clues.
What is it? No, there's more.
In all fairness, there's like a 30% chance it's a Pink Floyd song without lyrics.
That's true.
One of these days.
But there's this riff in my head that's in the beginning of the song. It's hard to explain, but I cannot find it.
Did she, like, record the audio of her humming it?
Call her and get her to sing the riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
This was 12 hours ago. It's just the guitarist strumming one string at a time, kind of upbeat. Ah! An hour later, I say, have a cigar? Yes!
What?
That's not upbeat, though.
It's not a guitar.
I know.
Yeah, I would have never said
Tyler,
cigar.
That's a daggum miracle. I would have never gotten to
the
have a cigar.
The best thing, though, is like, there is a Pink Floyd song I cannot figure out. I immediately was like, have a cigar.
Because then you used to play that like every morning getting ready for school or something?
Yeah. Put it on vinyl.
Yes.
Well, people probably, it's like, obviously she knew it was Pink Floyd, but it's a different singer on that song anyway, so.
Yeah. Who sang that song, Tyler?
Yeah, who sang it?
What song?
Have a
cigar.
Pink Floyd.
By the way, which one's Pink?
I don't know who Pink is.
Which one's Pink?
I don't know. Who sang it?
Roy Harper.
As in hats off to Roy Harper?
As in hats off to Roy Harper, a song by Led Zeppelin. As in...
He dipped his wick in several classic rock bands without ever actually committing.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
Dipped his wick.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Just a little wick dipper.
That's somehow dirtier.
And if... Never mind.
Go right ahead. Don't do that.
Because when I said it, I almost said Dick Whipper instead of Wick Dipper.
Even better! It just keeps getting better. Dick Whipper.
Hey, so stick around. We'll be back with a game of Porno Password right here on Patcast Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the Patcast Crew. Cast.
This is Patrick McDougal. I used Matt Davis body scrub. Now I have emphysema. Please don't use Matt Davis body scrub. Instead, pick up a bottle of Patrick McDougal's Stoma Cream today, because tomorrow might be too late.
This is the Patcast. Delightfully tacky, yet always dripping with chest.
And we're back. Nick. Welcome back to the podcast, episode 76, for the first time ever. I don't know how it took 76 episodes to get to this. 76. Yeah. I don't know how it took this long to get to this point, because I feel like this was something that probably would have been done back in 2008. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Kenny?
Sure.
Why didn't this game of Porno Password happen 7 years ago?
No excuses.
No excuses, but you're glad it's happening now.
For sure.
All right. Well, Dr. Kenny?
Yeah.
Please introduce us to the very first ever game of Porno Password on the podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov, and this is Porno Password.
Woo!
It is the pornographic version of everybody's favorite game show, Password.
Family Feud?
I'm no Alan
Cross
Ludden.
Rock?
No. Fuck you. What are you talking about? You can leave.
Wait, what?
I'm no Alan Ludden, but I will do my best to keep a little bit of decorum in this game show format. Something new that we're trying. We all know how Password is played.
The password is.
There will be a password. Each team, there will be two teams. Team one is Brandon and Patrick. Team two is Grace and Tyler. Each round.
We are Team Batrick.
I like it.
Each round, there will be a giver and a receiver. The giver will say one word in an attempt to get the receiver
of course,
to say the password.
And receiver in this
the
game.
Receiver, of course, will have no idea what the password is. The scoring system is fairly simple. On the first try, it's worth 10 points. The second try is worth 9 points, 8, 7, 6, whatever, until we all just give up and go home. Who's going to start? Who's going to be the first givers?
I'll be the first giver.
Okay.
I would like to give.
Okay. So Patrick and Grace. Brandon and Tyler, you two need to close your ears. Tyler, take the headphones off.
Yeah.
You cheating bitch.
Still going to be able to hear. Why don't you just write it down and show it to
me? No, you won't be able to hear.
Okay.
The password is penis. All right.
Who goes first?
Grace. Mm-hmm. 10 points to Tyler.
Wish I went first.
Woo, we got 10 points. Is that right?
No.
No.
Are you ready?
No. Yes.
Genius.
What?
Let me start over.
Can't start over. That's your clue.
Yep,
that's 5 seconds, Tyler. We need a guess.
I've got nothing.
Nothing. All right. 9 points, Brandon and Patrick.
The password is...
No, what are you doing?
That's not how I just like saying that. Weenus.
No. Okay, whatever.
Penis?
Yeah, we win! Okay, I'm giving you 9 and saying now...
Okay.
I'm doing rhymes.
I'm sorry.
You get the points and a slap on the wrist.
Genius.
Penis.
Genus is also a word.
Genus.
Both would have been atrocious. So we're moving on.
It's all right. We got this done and out of the way in the first round. It's fine.
No rhymes. You use words that are related to the password.
So I could have said like shaft.
Sure.
Dick.
Context clues. Dick. Cock. Anything.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, this one goes to Brandon and Patrick. Grace and Patrick, you are the receivers this round. Please plug your ears. The password is pussy. You ready?
What?
You good?
Oh, I'm here.
Brandon and Patrick, 10 points. Go.
Vagina.
Well, this could be several things. Pussy?
Oh, got it!
Really?
Yes.
Yes!
10 points. Nice work, everybody. You know, in Password, the audience generally applauds at the end of a correct answer.
We can
so I'm going to need a little audience participation when this shit goes down.
You're the only audience.
So I have to do all that? Alan Ludden never clapped.
Then there's not an audience.
But you already said you're no Alan Ludden.
We should get meme on
I'm sure our millions of listeners are clapping.
clapping.
That's probably true.
Where's the grandmother? Yeah.
Just, they won't notice.
Get the grandmother in here. She'll clap.
They won't notice the dead air through their fits of laughter.
I'm the grandmother.
All right. We've got Brandon and Tyler are receiving this round.
Receivers. They are the receivers.
Please close your ears.
filthy.
Grayson Patrick?
Yes.
The password is come. Yeah, you're good. Grayson Tyler, 10 points.
Semen.
Come.
Oh! Mm.
There we go.
These are going to have to get harder.
That's what she said. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that.
No.
You no. Bastards. All right, let's see. Who's receiving?
Patrick. And
Grace and Patrick. Yeah. All right, close your ears. The password is anal. All right.
Somebody tap Patrick. Oh.
You don't have to close your eyes.
Sorry. I feel like I'll just be looking at you.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Okay.
All right, Brandon and Patrick, 10 points.
Think long and hard.
Oh. Brandon, we need a clue.
Butthole.
Anal?
Oh, my God. This is too easy.
These are way too easy.
Right. They're really hard.
No, fuck you. I'm going to skip all the way to the hard shit.
This is pretty flaccid.
All right. Oh, that's a good one. Flaccid. All right. Who's receiving? Tyler and Brandon?
Yes.
All right. Close your ears, please. The password is missionary. Grace and Tyler, 10 points.
One word?
One word. And no rhymes.
Okay.
Genius.
Oh. Penis. It's not funny.
Penis.
Okay. Bible. Come on, think.
Missionary.
Yes!
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
The great, yeah.
You gotta figure something out here. This game is broken.
Yeah, where'd you get your PhD?
That's what Chris Jericho tweeted is way harder than this game.
Right.
That's easy peasy.
I'll try this one. Y'all are screwed.
Double squeeze.
Because y'all are getting this. All right. who's receiving? You are. All right. Close your ears. The password is gonorrhea. Patrick. All right, 10 points, Brandon and Patrick.
I'm scared, guys.
Brandon, we need a clue.
Kind of like letters?
No. What?
Just spell it out for him.
Well, not like that.
Brandon, 3 seconds.
Well, fuck it, if I get in trouble. STD.
Herpes?
Oh, that is incorrect.
What?
I don't like the clue, but I'm not going to buzz you.
I wasn't sure, that's why.
You could have just picked one of the letters.
Disease.
What? Disease.
It's true. For no password.
Damn it.
Patrick, 9 points, or Tyler, 9 points.
He took the one clue.
Tyler, 3 seconds.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Tyler, you're not getting out of this.
No,
Tyler.
Another clue.
You need the Brandon and Patrick, 8 points.
Oh,
what? I didn't even. Oh, hey, Tyler. Brandon.
Go right ahead, Brandon.
G.
No, what? No.
Can't
buzz.
Well, it's gonorrhea.
You fucking cheater. It was gonorrhea.
So do I get it?
No, of course not.
No.
But I got it right.
Oh, I can say three letters, but if I say one by itself,
I give you a warning after that one.
Are we to the final round yet?
Are we doing another one?
I'm ready for the next one.
All right, who's receiving?
Please.
Tyler and Brandon.
All right, close your ears.
Oh, wait.
The password is clitoris.
Is that it?
Yeah. Who started that last round?
I'm terrible at this game.
Okay. You did. Yeah, okay. So, Grace, 10 points.
Button.
Nipple?
Oh. Patrick, 9 points.
Vagina?
Clitoris?
Oh!
We win.
I got it on
Nailed
purpose.
It. Nailed it.
Nice.
Oh, man.
You want to do one more round?
Yeah.
One more. This is final round.
Yeah.
All right, final round.
Are we tied?
No.
What's the score?
Any means.
Have Tyler and I gotten anything?
Yeah.
It's 38 to 20.
Who scored the most?
20!
So if they can take these next two, or if you get one of these clues like down to the nitty-gritty, this could be a game.
Wait, who's winning? I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, Brandon and Pat.
Oh, great. Good. Yeah. Okay, good.
Who's receiving? You two?
Yeah.
All right, close
Yeah,
yours.
We're receiving.
The password is bulge.
Alright. He keeps closing his eyes.
I'm afraid I'm going to stare at him.
Who's starting? Is it Brandon Patrick?
I don't know. It's up to you. You're the host.
I think it's Brandon.
I think it's Brandon.
Yeah, okay. So Brandon, 10 points.
Package.
Patrick, 5 seconds.
Bulge.
Oh!
Was that it?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh my god, awesome, yes.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Mathematically, wow. The game is out of hand, but we will complete the last round.
I thought that one was going to go for
just
a while.
Just for fun.
Wait, but, oh, okay. I
thought that just for fun.
I thought that was going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm.
Just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Close your ears, receivers.
I've got...
You pay attention to what I'm saying, you son of a bitch.
That are clearly hearing his microphone.
You follow my orders.
I can't even hear you.
Alan Ludden didn't have to deal with this kind of bullshit.
I bet he did.
I think he did.
The 50s. All he had to do was get his cigarette live read in.
Say something.
The password is queef.
Yes. It has to be a word.
Yes. Christ. Yes.
That was not. That was a different gesture. Gender.
Grace, 10 points.
Wait, what's the password?
you don't know.
It.
Have you been
I've
present?
I've got a system.
Grace, 5 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Fart.
Tyler, 5 seconds.
Fart. That's twice.
Patrick, 9 points.
Vagina.
Queef.
No.
Oh! I try to get
creative. We are the champions of porno password.
Brandon and Patrick in a landslide.
Yeah.
Queef, how do you not get that from fart?
Just like quirf.
It's a vag fart. Queef. What should I have said?
Quirf. It's a penis fart.
A quirf?
Yeah.
Can that happen?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Nah, I don't believe it.
You can pump air into any hole.
And that has been the first ever game of porno password.
Hey!
And maybe, we don't know. We'll see how the ratings are. We gotta get the stats back once.
There's so many words I didn't get to. Yeah.
And that's the end of episode 76.
Is it?
Sure. Thanks everybody for coming.
Hello.
Worst ever.
Can we get like some?
Oh yeah.
Sound effect.
Crazy Ira.
And
the day.
On the next podcast.
Say Marvin's name.
The Martian?
Marvin!
There we go. There it is.
Marvin! Back away from the mic.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.